This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
David Knight's coming up with the latest from the Democratic plan to overthrow the election. Now, our guest, who I want to get back up in the near future, is, of course, Jordan Maxwell. We'll give you his website at jordanmaxwellshow.com. A lot of great information, a lot of great material there. Jordan, tell us about it. Yeah, we need to get his mic up. I'm sorry, we've had some microphone problems today with our guest. Go ahead. Now it's better.
Now it's better?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say that my original website was jordanmaxwell.com, but that is no longer mine. That was taken over by my webmaster. So I have a new website, and I want everyone to know that. That is jordanmaxwellshow.com. And on that website, Jordan Maxwell Show, I have a research website that I've added just recently. It's called the Research Society website. All it is another website in which I am now downloading all of my articles, pictures, audio, videos, stuff on religion, stuff on recommended materials. All kinds, and incidentally, this is important, I have been told by my lawyers that when I talk about certain subjects, I can get cut off, which I have been. You know that. I've been cut off quite a few times off of radio shows because I'm talking about something I'm not supposed to. So I've been told by my lawyers that if you're talking to the public, there are certain things you cannot talk about because you're going to get in trouble. And so they told me, if you go into the private side, then the government has no control over that because government is empowered to protect the people, so to speak. And so this is why I have.
Sure, private clubs, because the elite like that, they've always had a special protection, kind of like towns that are dry where you can't drink. Well, there's a private club you can.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what I'm doing. And so that's why I've started the second website called Research Website, which you can join. It's only a $30 one-time lifetime subscription to all of my work, all of the documents and pictures and audios and
very exciting. We have you back up. We'll get into this in great detail. In closing, yeah. I mean, what do you make though? I mean, I think this is a real movement against global government. I think it's a human awakening. Obviously, it's got some infiltrators. It's got problems, but I think it's got the elite seriously scared.
I think so, too, and I'm amazed how I was talking about this stuff some, 56 years ago, and now to see the public finally getting it, I think, wow, it's incredible. Maybe there is hope for the human race if Americans wake up and start doing something with their life instead of just listening to, because, there's a great quote that says they will find it difficult. They who have accepted the authority as truth rather than the truth as the authority. So if people begin to wake up and find out that the authorities are not telling you the truth, that's why they're in power to lie to you. That's why people who are manipulating you, we call them con men because they are, it's involved in a conspiracy. They're con men. They're just laughing at you and mocking you in their news agency. So you need to wake up. And I'm telling you, I have to also say, Alex, that I totally admire the brave, work that you have been doing.
It's our listeners and it's the crew. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah, but it's you. It's you. It's you who have helped give other people the courage to do something and stand up, and I want to admire you for that.
Well, I admire you, Jordan. Let's talk again very soon. Have a great Christmas coming up and a holiday, and be safe, and it's good to see you in good health and good spirits and back on your feet after I know you've been through quite a lot of stuff. We won't get into, obviously, here, but it's good to see you there, and so we'll talk to you again very, very soon, Jordan.
Thank you, and I'd love to. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. There goes Jordan Maxwell. I'm going to come back and just hit a few final news stories and hand the baton. to David Knight and the Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. That's why we're on some TV stations, some cable stations. I haven't really promoted that, but they're starting to pick us up. All the radio stations pick up the Nightly News as well, even though it's TV format. Sounds great on talk radio, but over 240 affiliates now. We've really grown the last year, adding about 60, 70 affiliates on terrestrial low-tech radio, which is great because they're really trying to censor us on the web where we've been dominating.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I try to stay up to date while I'm on air for 3 hours. I've got a lot of stuff I miss as it builds up. That's why we have the fourth hour. A fresh reporter comes in, a fresh host like David Knight with the latest and you know, fresh, ready to focus for an hour. But a lot of days I cut into this hour. I'm talking about adding a fifth hour. There's so much news going on, like I'm very close to doing it. I have stacks of news here that are shocking and painful. In PC World, in Forbes, in the Washington Post, in the Wall Street Journal, saying, isn't it wonderful? Forbes says it's bad, to Forbes' credit. Oh, you know, the Chinese are like, we told you, now we're helping you censor, we're helping advise Facebook, we're helping advise Twitter. The purge begins. We see the filters go in on Google Chrome and show you where it says don't go to this site, it's dangerous, and Breitbart gets kicked off its apps, and our names are mentioned by the president and by Hillary, and they call for us to be banned. And then the trolls go on InfoWars and go, nothing's happening. You're still here. Nothing's going on. So I walked into David, who just got in this morning. He's taking off some time. I said, have you heard about this big hack? He goes, yeah, it's crazy. He goes, one of my white hat hacker friends called me this weekend and said, is this you, all the traffic hitting Austin? I don't know how they know. The servers really aren't even here, but I guess they're hitting that too. And so this is like big in the tech world. It's going to be in the newspapers in the next few days, especially if we go ahead and release all the information. This is the second biggest DDoS attack probably in U.S. history. They're saying it may be the biggest. And it's these bots, it's machines they've hijacked. The communist Chinese admit that they're running these overall operations in October and November. And they have the People's Newspapers, is what they're called. Attack us by name, folks. So that's what they say. It's major state-run attack. The Russians and others, when they do it, will just hit everybody and grab a bunch of credit card money. With China, it's directly hitting the whole U.S. because they see us as an enemy. I love how we gave them the missile secrets, the jet secrets. They give awards to their own people that steal our secrets. We give them all our jobs, let them have lower taxes than us so that all our jobs go there. I mean, I'm not anti-Chinese. They're oppressing their own people. The communist Chinese are the biggest mass murderers in history, and our media won't even criticize them anymore, and they're in the news saying, shut us down. And Jim Frugier came in here and told me, he said, no, we're not making back the money that they did shutting down the shopping cart for 3 days and other stuff. So, whatever, you know, that'll just, I mean, if they think that's the path to victory, they'll just continue to do it. I'm going to send out some emails, some letters to folks, and ask people to support us. We got free shipping. We got the best nutraceuticals and supplements out there. Everybody needs a Hillary for Prison shirt. People want us to fight the New World Order. They want us to get out there and take on the globalists. Well, we got to fund ourselves. We've got to take action. We've got to have the reporters. We've got to deal with the attacks. I'm not bitching, but man, we're your champion, and we are crushing the enemy. I want to thank Drudge for the traffic and support. I want to thank you all for spreading the videos and defending us, but when the rubber meets the road, it is money that makes this possible. And we need to be flush with money to defend against attacks and be able to pay for bandwidth and be able to hire more people. Not because if I don't have even enough money to continue, I got to cut people, which are hard. You've trained them. You want to keep them. You certainly don't want to contract. You want to expand. So if times get really hard, which they probably will in the next few years under globalism, unless Trump can reverse it, we're going to have to contract. So I'm trying to grow as much as I can before I contract, hoping we never contract. And I've never contracted in 21 years. And that's why they're pissed. They are all over the news going, how do we shut Alex Jones down on MSNBC, CNN? You know, I'm for the First Amendment, but we got to shut him down. Ted Koppel came out of retirement to attack me. I mean, I'm in Politico. We can show Don Salazar's article on InfoWars, guys, you know, with Ted Koppel in it. This is happening because we are annihilating them. They're bringing back old anchors they think you trust because you don't trust the new crops. I mean, this is like Gladiator when they bring back, you know, the Gladiator that's been in retirement for 10 years. Ted Koppel, Alex Jones spreading the manure that fertilizes conspiracy theories all over the internet. What, reminding you that they lied to you? Reminding you that they lied about the polls and what's in the WikiLeaks, how they ran the media? They've lost credibility. They've collapsed. And now I'm seeing them bring back Ted Koppel, Dan Rather, all these old faces that they wanted to get rid of because they wouldn't play ball as much as they wanted. Now, I'm not saying Koppel or Dan Rather are perfect, but even Koppel's attacks aren't fake edited audio of me. I noticed when I watched it this morning, from what PBS, I noticed that it was actually like old attacks. It was actually his opinion and maybe some good points. It wasn't, Alex Jones is a devil worshiper that hates black people and says that Hillary's killing people in a pizza parlor. None of it true. It was actually silly, but it was still not yellow journalism. So that video of Ted Koppel's up on InfoWars.com. Dave, I know you've got the latest on them trying to overthrow the electoral process. We told folks that was coming a month ago. We were conspiracy theorists. See, we're in trouble because we're so right. We're so on target. We're so researched with people like David Knight and Paul Watson and Leanne McAdoo and the rest of the incredible crew, the unsung heroes, the video editors that take all the news and all the material and put it together, and the researchers, the writers, you, the listeners. This is the InfoWars family. So free shipping running now to the end of the week. You can still order the lower 48, get guaranteed delivery before Christmas. and I'm going to keep the specials in until just everything sells out. We don't have a lot of the stuff getting back in until the middle of January. So, again, please support the broadcast. If you want to make a straight-up donation, you can call toll-free. If you can't get on the shopping carts or websites, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, David Knight, I want to get out of here so you have some time to break down on all the breaking news you've got. The Russian ambassador getting assassinated. I mean, we know Obama's trying to start a bigger war. The last 31 days, will they try to stay in office? Will they bring in a great crisis? Their whole program is in trouble. So we're in critical times. You know, we've had some victories, but I cannot stress enough, this is the time for eternal vigilance and for prayer. But first off, I came in and said, I can't believe some people don't believe we're under this attack. They're so unsophisticated. They go, oh, your server, show us your logs. We're on giant clouds. I mean, we're in the top 100 sites in the world. I mean, it's not bragging. People still think it's me 20 years ago. Do I have to have a red carpet coming into the office and put on airs, David? I don't want to do that, but it's just like the public still doesn't get we're major players changing the world. Our good listeners do get that, but the yuppies, the trendies don't. So tell folks about your white hat hacker friend that contacted you.
Yeah, and I should explain to a lot of people listening, you know, exactly what is a white hat hacker. Well, they talk about white hats and black hats. Black hats are people who hack computers for malicious purposes. White hat hackers are people who are hired to find ways that the bad guys can get in and tell the people about it before any damage is done. So to protect your system, you go out and you hire white hat hackers to exploit, to try to break into your system. And, you know, it's like a security a consultant. Well, he looked at this and he said, you know, hey, I'm seeing all this stuff going on. Is that you guys? And I said, well, it might very well be. And what he said is,
by the way, this is before we'd announced it.
Yeah. What's happening with this, Alex, is we saw this back at the end of September. There was a massive attack. And when they talk about these denial of services, and I also want to clarify for people, because I had some people say, wait a minute, does that mean my credit card information has been hacked? It's like, no, it doesn't at all. What they're trying to do is deny you being able to get to our store to pull up that website.
And so we've got to be very clear about this, because they know the public's ignorant. They live off the ignorance.
Yeah, and we've seen the Democrats conflate this hacking stuff as well. There wasn't any claim that Russia had
because they called denial of service a hack. Let's explain this. Yeah. No one's in the website. It's its own. They're trying to block you with flooded traffic at it just to overwhelm it.
That's right. And so when they talk about hack, it's just like when we're talking about the politics of what's going on. When they say, oh, the Russians or somebody hacked our election, what they were saying was somebody gave these emails to people. What they weren't saying that anybody got into the computer systems. They weren't alleging that the Russians did that. And so they use these terms hack in different ways. But what's going on is a denial of service where they send a massive, they just keep hitting the website. So the website your network cannot respond to the people coming in to try to keep people from being able to access your system or to basically crash it.
And so what we do is we put up giant server filters in front of it that can tell who real individuals are. So then you go through that, and then it sends you the shopping cart, an added layer of security. This is about as high as you can get.
And what's happening with this, we call it a DDoS, a distributed denial of service, because this is coming from refrigerators and televisions and all these devices that are being connected into the internet. Most people haven't really thought about the consequences of the Internet of Things. Soon,
that's right. Let's be clear. They don't put any updates or any software controls on the toasters, refrigerators, smart this, smart that. That stuff pretty much is all hacked now in your house, watching you, listening to you, stealing your data when you order stuff off a digital refrigerator. But also they then hijack it and have your refrigerator that would order stuff from, say, the local grocery store. It's hitting my website every millisecond.
That's right. These are not very sophisticated computers. It's a new thing. So they're very vulnerable to what's going on. And, Alex, they're even extending this now to medical devices. That's something that everybody ought to be concerned about. But they had this virus, this malware that came out. It's not a virus, malware, that came out the end of September. They had the largest known distributed denial of service hit Krebs on Security website. And then a couple weeks after that, the middle of October, they released this, they call it the Mirai, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's M-I-R-A-I. That malware, actually the source code was released. And then what happened with that was they had the number of bots more than double. So once they put that source code out in the open, then people started doubling that on top of these. Now, that can be directed to target a particular website, and that's what's going on right now with the InfoWars store. They're trying to keep you from getting to the InfoWars store or to make it extremely slow or hoping that they can crash the store.
That's and hoping that when we announce it, a lot of people that are internet not savvy think, oh, his site's hacked, they get my credit card. No, they're just blocking it.
That's right.
No one's gotten into it. Now, let's explain. Chinese hacker who tried to steal U.S. military data deserves respect. State media, London Guardian. Chinese firm acknowledges cyber attack. Getting ugly. Muted response to China's seizure of drone worries Asian allies. And then I've got a bunch of news here where they come out openly in the news. I'm looking for that stack I had in a whole bunch of different articles. And they admit that the communist Chinese are running and advising the censorship here in the United States. That's in PC World. That's basically everywhere. I shot a bunch of videos on that last night, breaking it all down. So this is an unprecedented time. Guys, I had all those facts. You brought them to me this morning.
And think about the fact, Alex, that here we have China, a creation of Nixon and Kissinger, a creation of the globalists, and yet they are the most rabidly nationalist country you can find anywhere. Very vicious in terms of protecting their own national interests and setting up their what's called the Great Firewall of
China. No, that's
China
it. And they think, though, they think they own our computers. They can steal our credit card numbers, steal our technology. The Chinese are incredibly arrogant. But, I mean, hell, they kill their own people and sell their organs. The Chinese communist leaders think they own everyone. Talk about entitled.
Well, they are loved by the globalists, and the globalists have empowered them now for about 40 years. And that's the point. They have been the tool of the globalists, making China strong, transferring resources, transferring manufacturing technology and capability to the Chinese for quite some time. They're in a position where they feel entitled, and they are entitled.
That's right.
They're going to be given exemptions over these carbon credits and carbon taxes that we don't
That's
have.
That's right.
Here.
They're allowed to steal intellectual property.
Yeah.
They're allowed to have no environmental standards. They've been chosen as the chosen ones because they're good little technocrat commies. David, I'm going to hand the baton to you. Bottom line, folks. You can call and order. You can go to the P.O. box. We need your support. We need your prayers. We have great products. And if you're not using Super Male, Super Female, or X-Tube, or our Colloidal Silver that's 50% off right now, it's just crazy. Try these products. Only a fraction of the listeners ever actually support us. And if you would, we could just do so much more. So I want to thank those that have supported us and encourage those that haven't to call us, 888-253-3139. If it goes to voicemail, because we're getting a lot of calls, simply leave your name and number. We'll call you right back, 888-253-3139, or write to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I want to thank you all for your support and the White Hat Hackers over the years have given us so much advice and helped us, and the White Hat Hackers that obviously run the big companies that we work with that happen to be listeners that have given us a lot of discounted services and things over the years and given us access to things that, quite frankly, folks don't even know exist. So that's why we're still up and running, so we want to thank all of them as well. David Knight, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And I'm going to talk about the Electoral College. We're seeing that Donald Trump is getting very, very close. I'll have to look at the updated total right now, but before I came over here, he was estimated about 240 of the 270 that he needs. We're going to have these states going to be phoning this in as they go along. Each of them are holding their own meetings to essentially ratify what the voters did. And that's the key. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the Electoral College, because what's happening is there is a long game that's going on here. It's not just that the progressive left is trying to discredit Donald Trump. Yes, they are. But they're also trying to change our Constitution, and we should be very wary of that. The person who is behind this, the strongest, the hardest, is Harvard professor Lawrence Lessig, is also the leader of the Constitutional Convention, as New American points out, and that's something we should all be very concerned about. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some interesting news in terms of some of the people who voted on this. Do you realize that some of the electors were in New York were standing governor Andrew Cuomo and standing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio? They were electors in the state of New York, as well as former Bill Clinton, okay, former President Bill Clinton. He's still Bill Clinton. He's just a former president. But think about that. Out of their 29 members, three of them were high-hitting Democrat members, and that's about 10%, folks. That's not what Hamilton had in mind, and I'm going to tell you about that. But meanwhile, at the same time, a person who was selected by the Trump campaign, a state representative in Ohio, was forced to step down from her post so that they would not have a lawsuit go forward, so there would not be a cloud over the election. She stepped down from her position as an elector because they had people saying, well, you can't be a state representative and be an electoral college elector. And yet in New York, we've got the current governor, the current mayor of New York City, and the former president, Bill Clinton, who I guess he's a New York resident now. I guess he's ashamed to go back to Arkansas. He should be. I would hope that they would run him out of town on a rail. But that's kind of interesting. We can take a look at that and some of the other things and the big picture as Donald Trump is closing in on this final formality. But before we get to that, I want to point out the way the mainstream media has already been censoring the news and censoring the campaign. This is a very interesting story from the Independent Journal Review. They point out, and this is a super PAC lawyer that supported Trump. He says, CBS censored our TV ads to help Hillary Clinton. Now, understand that when we talk about all this narrative about how somebody hacked the election against the Democrats, what they're saying is that somebody, whether it was the Russians, whether it was people inside the NSA or the intelligence services, as William Binney believed that it was, whoever did it, did us a great service. Because what they did was by showing us those emails, they showed us how the DNC worked with the establishment media and collusion to deceive people during the primaries, and they showed us the real criminal background of Hillary Clinton. So what they did was they told us the truth about Hillary. That's what they're so mad about. How dare you tell us the truth about this criminal? Because that'll make her lose the election. And it did. It did. So whoever did it deserves a vote of thanks from the American people for exposing the truth about Hillary. That's not hacking an election. They want to imply, and I think part of this is they piggybacked this to begin this right after Jill Stein collapsed. What she was saying was, we need to look at this and make sure somebody didn't rig the machines or do something with the actual vote totals. That would be election fraud. They said, we want to look at this and make sure somebody didn't hack the machines. That put it in people's minds, just as we're talking about with this denial of service. People don't really understand. They say, uh-oh, computers have been compromised. That means that this could happen or that could happen. You have to understand what's being talked about. A denial of service shuts down your access to a website. It doesn't get information out of that website. In the same way, when they said they hacked the election, they weren't saying that they went in and manipulated the machines. What they were saying was public opinion was manipulated when people exposed the truth about Hillary Clinton. Now, what did CBS do? They say 2 weeks before the election, for the first time, Trump began spending more on TV ads than Hillary Clinton did. So he waited to the very end. He had a lot less money. He waited to the very end, and he was doing a push. Part of that push was money that was being spent on his behalf from some super PACs who also were putting this stuff in at the last minute. They said Future 45, Super PAC, and 45 Committee Policy Education Organization that opposed Hillary supported Trump, put in a lot of ads at the very last minute. When a campaign sponsors advertising, says the Independent Journal Review, the stations carrying those ads are subject to the FCC's must-carry provisions. They cannot legally censor the content of candidate advertising. So if you're a candidate, and they, you know, you see that at the end, I'm so-and-so and I paid for this ad, if you do that, they can't censor your content. However, if you are a friendly organization to the candidate, you're not controlled by the candidate. If you're a super PAC or a 501c organization and you run independent advertising, then the FCC provisions do not have must carry. In other words, they can put out a cease and desist letter to the stations and say, don't run this if you're carrying this advertisement. Now, what they typically do to follow protocol is they give these organizations a chance to respond if somebody thinks that it's factually wrong. They didn't do that. Instead, the people who run these PACs, who put in a $30 million buy, said instead of following protocol, CBS took it upon itself to get into Clinton's corner and play censor to her critics as the network unilaterally yanked the committee's purchased ads, about $30 million, from circulation during 60 Minutes and its popular Sunday primetime lineup. CBS violated longstanding protocol, took these measures without allowing supporters of Donald Trump to provide any response to Clinton's frivolous cease and desist letter, or to provide substantiation for their ads. So they basically didn't. Clinton's campaign complained about it. They didn't come back to these people and say, well, she says it's factually incorrect. They didn't give them a chance to respond. They just pulled it all network-wide. And so that is how they can use this to censor people. And you have to ask yourself, if that's what they will do in an election, what are they going to do to the free press all the time? Well, we know what they're going to do. And we know that they have funded the State Department with $160 million to act as a ministry of truth to vet what is true, what is not true. And as Facebook has said, they're going to use Snopes, two people on a couch with a cat. And the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, one little building with six faculty members, and they're going to vet you for fairness and nonpartisanship. And the very first group on there was ABC News. Oh, okay, we'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was alone in the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what's going on with the Electoral College. They're turning in the votes state by state right now. As of about 20 minutes ago, ABC News said that Arizona and Missouri had just turned theirs in, and that brings Trump to 245 of the 270 that he needs. I believe that's not including Texas yet, so that would put him well over the 270 that he needs. Of course, according to the popular vote and the states that were won by Donald Trump, he has 306 electoral votes. But now, there's been, as you know, you've been following this, the Faithless Elector Movement They also called themselves Hamilton electors. That's a total piece of fraud. If you go back and you look at what Alexander Hamilton said in the Federalist Papers, and a lot of people just let them get away with using the Founding Fathers as a beard without even going back and reading what he wanted them to do. And we're going to take a look at that. But one of the first pieces of news that I want to take a look at is coming out of Maine. We have a Maine elector saying he's going to vote for Bernie Sanders. Now, this is a Democrat. And, of course, state by state, the electors, if Hillary won, they're all going to be Democrats. If Trump won the state, they're all going to be Republicans. So it's very rare for them to cross a party line. In other words, for a Republican to vote for a Democrat or a Democrat to vote for a Republican. We did have that happen. The last time that happened was back in the early 70s. There was a Republican elector that crossed the line and voted for the Libertarian candidate that year. But for the most part, the most recent time that happened, we had one person defect back in 2004. I think that was Kerry that was a Democrat candidate back then. But they voted for John Edwards. Did it somewhat anonymously. Nobody ever acknowledged who that was that did it. But this Maine elector, and this is what I thought would happen. I thought there would be a lot of people who are frustrated with the way the DNC hacked the election. Now, they're the people who really did hack the election, the DNC. I thought there'd be a lot of Democrat electors who are angry at how the DNC hacked the election that would switch and vote for Bernie Sanders. Now, this is one person in Maine who is saying that he's going to do it. He put this on a statement posted on Facebook today. And then we have the situation in New York that I pointed out in the last segment where they've got 29 electors going to the Electoral College, and that includes Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, and former Bill Clinton. So more than 10% of their members of the Electoral College are high-hitting Democrats and people who are in office right now. Whereas in Ohio, we just had a Republican elector step down because of a lawsuit. She didn't want to tie this up. This was, her name was State Representative Christina Hagan. She was selected by the Trump campaign as an elector long before the election. After a weekend lawsuit, she told the Columbus Dispatch that she decided to step down to ensure that Monday's vote goes smoothly. They had argued that the Ohio Constitution restricts members of the legislature from holding any presidential, state, or local office, and that the court considers presidential electors to be a state office. She said, I did not step down due to the liberal left's lawsuit. I stepped down to ensure that they did not slow the process of electing the president in any way. Now, if you look at this and you look at what's going on in New York, understand that the elections are really run on a state-by-state basis. Going back to a 1952 Supreme Court decision, the Supreme Court said that the states will determine how the elections are going to be run. They get to pick whether we use voting machines or whether we use hand ballots. They get to pick which voting machines are used. They get to certify the elections. They're the ones who conduct the recounts, if there's any question about that. Then once they certify that election, then you have congressmen go to Washington or senators go to Washington, or you have the Electoral College. I think that's where it ought to stop. I think at that point, we don't need the human element at this point anymore. What we need is we need to send that vote total. We have the state Board of Elections look at the election and certify it. And once they certify it, then you send a vote total. Say, New York, we've got 29 votes in the Electoral College. Here's our 29 votes as certified by the election. Now, the other thing you can do is what they did in North Carolina. You can put in a mechanism that says that the electors will vote according to the what the election of the general population did. And if they choose to ignore that, then they get a $500 fine in North Carolina and they get replaced by somebody else. So you need to have, you need to do something to get around this kind of backroom rigging of the system that we saw during the primaries by the Republicans, these never-Trumpers who said Trump would go into a state, he would win the state, and then Ted Cruz would come along and they'd have another election that the general public was not involved in. It was just part of that little club, that little political cabal, which is what the Founding Fathers would call these political parties. They would have their own little secret election, and then somebody else would win that. See, when a candidate wins, they ought to be able to pick those electors. So if you have a situation where you go to a brokered convention because there's multiple candidates, more than two candidates, and nobody has the majority of votes, you ought to at least have people who are going to be representative of what the voters chose. So if you have a winner-take-all state, then the winner gets to choose all those delegates. If you have a state where the delegates going to the political convention were allocated proportionally, then you ought to have candidate A get 60% and candidate B get 40% if that's the way the votes were split. Then that way, if there's no clear winner on the first or second or third ballot, then at least those people who are going to be reflecting what the people voted for. And that's the real issue. If you go back to the original intent, if you read what Alexander Hamilton was saying in the Federalist Papers where he talked about an electoral college, he wanted to avoid cabals and intrigue. He wanted to do anything possible to stop from having tumult and disorder. Those are his words. That's not my phrases, okay? Cabals, intrigue, tumult, disorder. That was what he was talking about. What have they done? We've got a situation where in this secret process that is not available to the public, I never saw Chris Suprin, the guy who says here in Texas that he's going to not vote for Trump. I never saw his name on a ballot. I didn't vote for him. There are 4.7 million people that voted for Donald Trump here in Texas, and he's going to say, I don't really care. I know better than you. Well, quite frankly, he doesn't. He has one opinion, and he is not entitled. He doesn't have any information that the rest of us had. As a matter of fact, if you look at his editorial, he doesn't really have a substantial reason to vote against Donald Trump. He is somebody who, by the way, all the stuff that broke on Friday about his background and whether or not he is a stolen valor firefighter. If you remember the story, we reported it. It was a Dallas station. I think it's WFAA's The Call Letters. They investigated him because everything about this man is about being a first responder to 9/11. He said he was there at the Pentagon, that he was in Virginia, you know, with one of the Virginia fire stations that went to the Pentagon. And yet they saw that he had joined a fire station 1 month after. And the people that were there said, you know, not only did he join us a month after September 11th, but we didn't even go as a fire department to the Pentagon to fight that fire. So they put that out there. They contacted him for information. And what did they get back? Crickets, just like I got back. I wanted to interview him not about his background. I wanted to interview him about what he thought gave him the authority to overturn the election of that we had here publicly. I don't think that he has that authority. Nevertheless, he came back and said, well, no, I was working for a different fire department. And then they did an update from WFAA. They said, well, we went to his LinkedIn page. We looked at his lengthy resume, which went to several pages, and we didn't see anything at all about him being affiliated with another fire department that went to that fire. And we cannot get any information from him. So now he's saying that he was with a fire department prior to that, even though that shows up nowhere in his lengthy resume. Now, this is the way Politico reports this. And this is the way they smear the information, or they pull it, because Politico is heavily pro-Hillary, pro-Democrat, and heavily biased against Donald Trump. So this is the way they reported it. They said on Friday, a Texas television station ran a story accusing Suprin of inventing his 9/11 role, the story that Suprin built his career around. So far, so good. So far, that's true. Then they say the charge, based on a discrepancy with Suprin's LinkedIn page, featured an anonymous former colleague accusing Suprin of stolen valor. Suprin has vehemently denied the story. And that's where they leave it. See, they don't tell you that they went back and they checked with the fire department. They checked with their records. And, yeah, he wasn't with the fire department. The fire department wasn't there. And that was the only one that was in not only his LinkedIn page, but also his lengthy multi-page resume that he put up there. And of course, there were other character issues with Chris Suprin, and now he is saying that he's going to vote against Donald Trump. It really doesn't matter at this point, but it highlights that we do need to make some changes in it. But understand that there is a long-term game in this. These people are seeking not only to undermine Donald Trump's legitimacy, and that's what is the immediate goal in all this, but they also want to undermine the Constitution and the Electoral College itself. And as one of the articles up on the Drudge Report points out, California and what happened in this election is the best argument for having the Electoral College. As Alex Jones mentioned, the margin that they say that she has with the electoral vote, about 2.5 million, that all comes from California. If you were to remove California and you were to remove New York with a 1.7 million more voters in New York that voted for Hillary than voted for Donald Trump, then Donald Trump would have won the popular vote by 2 million votes. You understand how that works? And so you've got essentially two states, New York and California, that by themselves, even in this system, can almost wipe out everything that everybody else has. And as I pointed out at the very beginning of this, all of these qualifications, who even gets to be an elector at the Electoral College, is decided at the state level. It's going to be state government that will look at any recounts, that will certify an election. So if you have corruption in Chicago, for example, and they're able to pad the votes in Chicago, the Electoral College gives you a firewall for that kind of corruption. It also gives you a firewall from the concentration of power in the hands of just a couple of populist states who themselves are driven by just a couple of cities, in most cases a single city in each state that runs that entire state. Like in New York, you got New York City that's running it. So that's really the long-term goal. And the goal of the electors was to try to divorce this whole thing from the political establishment. And what they put into the Constitution, they said no senator, no representative, or person holding an office of trust or profit under the U.S. shall be appointed an elector. See, I was very surprised to see somebody like former President Bill Clinton. I was very surprised to see the sitting governor of New York be included as an elector, because I guess if you read this, they're saying nobody who is a federally elected politician would be an elector. And yet what we see happening is a violation of the intent, so that the cabals, these political parties that have made sure that we only have two political parties, nobody else is allowed to participate. And we have seen shameful things from both the Republicans and the Democrats throughout the primaries. I have never in my life seen these kinds of moves to try to overturn a popular election, like we did with the Never Trumpers going into the Republican convention, like we saw with the collusion with Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, giving her questions to town hall meetings, giving her questions to debates in advance, but also working with her, letting her review the articles, having her send them information, and essentially acting as her press release, not as the press. But we also saw the way the Democrat Party worked together to keep Bernie Sanders from getting in. So we saw tremendously corrupt cabals. That's the only way to describe them. That's what the founders understood. They were cabals. We saw this in the last election. So how do we keep that from happening? We need to make sure that these small groups of people cannot subvert the election after it occurs. And we have seen that. I've never seen that in my life before, but we've now seen that at both the primary level for the nomination and in the general election now. Understand who is behind this as well. New American has an article, a Harvard professor who is behind this most recent effort to overturn the election using the Electoral College is also the person who is pushing so hard for an Article 5 convention. And they point out it should be instructive and alarming that one of the leaders of this effort to deny Trump the presidency is also known as a leader, perhaps the leader, in promoting a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. His name is Lawrence Lessig. He's a professor at Harvard. He has offered free legal counsel to any elector who may face legal consequences by switching his or her vote from Trump to someone else. Republican elector Patricia Allen of Tennessee is particularly upset. She said, quote, "That borders on bribery. Carried to this extreme, the day might come when an elector could be sold to the highest bidder." I would say it borders on election tampering. It borders on a conspiracy to commit election fraud. And these are the types of people who are calling for a constitutional convention. And I understand there's some good conservatives who are also think that this would be something that would be an easier way to amend the Constitution. They're calling for a constitutional convention. I think that is a very dangerous thing. You have to understand that if they're going to call a constitutional convention, the people who are going to go to this constitutional convention are going to be the political establishment. Do you really want the Mitch McConnells and the Paul Ryans and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Harry Reid's to rewrite our Constitution? Not at all. See, the problem with the Constitution is not that it has flaws. The problem is that they don't pay any attention to it at all. They take an oath to follow it, and then they completely ignore it. And so the question isn't, how are we going to improve the Constitution? I mean, look at all the different ways that they just throw the Constitution aside. Look at the TSA saying, well, we're not going to give you we're going to ignore your right to search and seizure. You've got them doing civil asset forfeiture on the drug laws, ignoring the Sixth Amendment, saying we're not going to give you due process. You've got the EPA going out and saying we're going to confiscate your property and we're not going to give you a day in court because we're going to say it's a civil action, just like civil asset forfeiture. They're going to say it's a civil action. We wrote these new regulations, so they're not laws. And it is a civil action. It's not a criminal action, so we're not going to give you a day in court. And since it's a civil action, we can give you an excessive fine if we want to. You know, you can get fined $25,000 for not registering that new little drone that you get for Christmas if you don't register it with the FAA. Do you think that's excessive? I do. I think it was excessive for the EPA to put in, $37,000 a day, I think they put against that guy in Montana who had 8 acres and he had a small livestock pond that he put on his acres. He got approval from the state and local environmental agencies. He wasn't crossing over his property line. It was all contained within his 8 acres. And the EPA came in and said, well, we have asserted ownership over all water in the United States, and we can regulate this, and you don't conform to our regulations, or you didn't send us the information, so we're going to fine you $37,000 a day, and then even tried to take it out of his paycheck, like the IRS would do. See, we have these imperial bureaucracies that are writing the laws without us electing them. Kind of like these electors, isn't it? We've got now legislation without representation and even electors without representation unless we fix this. And we need to fix this, understand where these people are headed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as we continue with the news, I want to talk about what's going on in Turkey with the assassination of the ambassador there, but also there's been a terror attack. They haven't labeled it as such, but look, we understand what's going on with this. We don't need to wait for the official pronouncement. This is a bomb in a Christmas market, and we had 10 days ago, we had a 12-year-old with a bomb try to bomb it. This is a person, this time, with a truck plowing through the Christmas market in Berlin. So we're going to give you an update on that, as well as an update on the shooting of the Russian ambassador in Turkey. Before I do, real quickly, we have our Christmas super sale that is now going on at InfoWarsLife.com. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, a lot of people have contacted me and said, is this going to mean, since you're under attack for denial of service, does that mean that if I get in, I'm going to have my credit card compromised? It's like, no, it's not anything at all like that. It's, your cards are safe. It's, if you can get to the site and place the order, you're fine. And we have standing by phone operators. So if you're having trouble getting in there on the Internet, and that's the whole point of the denial of service, they're trying to block you from getting to our store. That's the strategic method that they're trying to do because they want to shut down the funding of our operation and do it during this vital time of the year when people are buying Christmas gifts and stocking up at the end of the year and when we have these massive sales going on. So if you're having trouble getting on, we have set up the phone line for you to call in, and you can place your order there. And there's a lot of reasons to place the order. We've got sales running from 25 to 50% off a lot of selected items at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Living Defense at 30% off. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. We have Brain Force at 33% off, Survival Shield X2, 30% off, BioTrue Selenium, 30% off, and we have Winter Sun Vitamin D3 and DNA Force, both at 25% off. Massive savings that you'll find there, as well as our new product, InfoWars new Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. It doesn't have fluoride. We tell you, just as you got a lot of these toothpastes, they brag about how they've got fluoride in them, but then you read the back of the label and it says, hey, if you swallow this stuff, call poison control. Well, we don't put poisonous stuff in our, we keep the fluoride out, but we do add things that are good for you, like iodine and nano silver. That's what you want to try to control the bacteria in your mouth, the bacteria on your gums. Research across the board has indicated the health of your gums can contribute to the development of heart disease and heart attacks. When bacteria infects your gums, it could enter the bloodstream. It could attach to heart blood vessels, cause you to get blood clots and things like that. It can also destroy your gums and make your teeth fall out. And you don't want any of those things. So if you want good gum health, what you want is things like nanosilver that are going to combat the bacteria that are there, as well as iodine and the other things that you'll find in this specially formulated Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste that's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, in the time we got left, I just wanted to point out this broke not too long before I got on the air. We have they say it's a feared terror attack in Berlin. I would say that it most definitely is. We'll find out that that's exactly what happened. They had a truck that plowed through the Christmas market in Berlin. This is what we saw a couple of weeks ago, an attempt to bomb it. And this is something that is happening across the board. Meanwhile, we find out that the person who actually shot the defense minister is not just posing as a policeman, but actually was part of their special forces trained by the Ankara Police Academy in 2014. This is what we are seeing. We are seeing systemic terrorism across the board. That's one of the reasons that you voted for Donald Trump. It's one of the reasons I voted for Donald Trump. We need to keep this information out there. You cannot be afraid of the Islamic jihadists. You can't be afraid to say who they are. Stay with us for the InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.